Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Holy moly. Did you see how much it costs to live in Denver, Colorado?
I did not.
Well, they put out this list, and I'm trying to see who did this. Data comes out on cities throughout America where it's most, how much money you have to make in order live comfortably.
Understood.
In the city, okay?
Yep.
All right, we are the 12th largest city. Just giving you some stats here, okay? We are the 12th largest city in America. We have a population, Denver that is, over 700,000 people. In order to live comfortably here in Denver, Colorado, it takes a household to income at least $130,000 to live comfortably.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now, that's a household.
Understood.
That could be two people.
Right.
It
could be three people. It could be four people. It could be five people. It could be six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. My God.
$130,000.
Become the explainer. Nah, 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 nah.
Boy, that seems high.
It does seem high, doesn't it?
They say the average single-family home here in Colorado is valued at almost $600,000. That sounds high, too.
Of
all the homes that are out there.
Think about it. Think about
average?
It. A long time ago, remember when we would drive through and it'd say things like homes in the 300s? And we'd be like, this was years ago when we first started. Remember, we'd drive places at homes in the 300s and we'd still be like, ooh, that's a little pricey. Now there's not one place I can think of that says homes in the 300s.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right? It always is 500 plus.
Yeah. I'm just going on the vibe I get from it. I don't feel like that on the average homes in Denver, just Denver, not all of Colorado.
Oh my God, are you kidding? Teardowns are $500,000.
Yeah, just for the land.
Yeah.
Like $1 million sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, that is crazy.
Where have I been?
I don't know. You said you had you said you had your finger on the pulse.
Salary needed, $130,000.
Somebody said that, yeah, sure, BJ, you're plugged in, but the breaker's thrown.
You don't have to read every text we get. Colorado Springs is number 20 on the list. You have to earn $110,000 per household.
Do you know
survive.
That Colorado Springs has three In-N-Outs now?
No.
Yeah, they have three In-N-Out burgers in Colorado Springs.
Seems excessive.
Doesn't it? For one city, like three. And then Longmont is getting theirs. I guess theirs is going to be open in like 6 months.
I still go.
I do too.
I was down there 2 weeks ago.
I went the other day. It's so good.
Yeah, just before we went on vacation, I went down there. It's still, I pop in maybe once a month.
Well,
grab a burger.
You know what's funny is I just learned about the grilled onions. I wasn't aware of the grilled onion situation.
Oh, tell me more.
That is a game changer.
Yeah, well, tell me more.
Also,
what do you mean?
Fries well done.
Well, back to the onions.
Okay.
What do you mean that you're just learning about it?
I didn't know you can get grilled onions.
That's it?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
I didn't. I had no idea. And you can also now get, if you're on the protein diet, you can get an onion just regular grilled, not like sloppy grilled, and put your burger between the two instead of lettuce.
No kidding.
Oh,
in
my God.
An onion?
Look at you.
Yeah, two onions.
Hmm.
No, they're already grilled. They get a little sweet, you know. It's just hard to hold, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems a little slimy to me.
Right.
Slimy.
You don't have to. All right,
well, there you go. It costs a lot to live in Denver, Colorado. We're number 12 in the country, and we're right there on, let's see, Miami. We're equal to Miami. We're equal to Portland, Oregon, and Austin, Texas. Boy.
Can I tell you a sad story about me?
Yeah.
Do we have time?
Yeah, I guess. I had to look at the clock.
Never mind.
No, go ahead. No, okay. Sad story.
Okay, this is a sad story. This is a story about deceit, lies, friendships gone awry, just all of it. Okay, just all of it. So I have a pair of sunglasses that are mighty expensive, just a little bit expensive. Not crazy, but just enough where it would be uncomfortable to lose them. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. So I have these sunglasses, and we went over to Taya's family's house first. She was getting married, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't find these let me take you back. So we're at the house, blah, blah, blah. Then we go to Fleming's for dinner. And then after that, then they drop me off at my house. Okay, so the sunglasses are either at Fleming's or they're at Taya's in-law's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked my girlfriends, I was like, hey, Taya, will you go to your in-law's house and look for my sunglasses? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then she said, oh, they don't have them. And I'm like, yeah, sure, they don't, right?
So you're thinking she took them?
No, I think the mother-in-law did.
Oh, the mother-in-law.
She's very fancy. Okay. So I'm thinking, oh, the mother-in-law, yeah, walking around in some Protestant.
So you're already accusing
people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then we call Fleming's, and they're like, no, there's no sunglasses here.
See,
and
now that's who I'd question.
Yeah.
Okay, and not just Fleming's. Yeah. I would say any restaurant.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. You don't know a waiter. You know, whoa, look at these. Oh, these fit nice. Oh, I like these. Mm-hmm. You know how it works?
Yeah, I do.
So that would be the first question, not the mother-in-law.
All right, fine. Anyway, so I call up Fleming's and they don't have them. Then I got kind of snippy because I agree with you a little bit. And I was like, what about your cleaning crew that you hire at night? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Can I have their number?
I mean, that's a shady place. Not Fleming's, just any establishment.
Well, and it's funny you said shady because they're glasses.
Shady.
That was good.
Shady.
So anyway, so I don't have my glasses. And I'm like, a cleaning crew, Fleming's, or mother-in-law, right?
I wouldn't blame the mother-in-law. I mean, come
she's
on,
very
Jamie.
Fancy.
But fancy doesn't make you a thief. I mean, just because you have high standards.
She's fancy and shady.
All right, let's
keep
going.
And you wouldn't expect her.
Exactly. That's the
thing.
Those
are the people you got to watch
right?
out
she
for.
She loves Jesus. See? It's those people. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You sound like a guy with a shady mother-in-law.
So anyway, so I'm really kind of irritated because where are they?
All right, so this is like a game of Clue.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
Did they hit her with the candlestick
exactly.
or a gun?
Right. So anyway, I found him in my house.
What?
Story's over. So.
Where were they?
They were on my couch. And my couch is black and sunglasses are black.
So the mother-in-law had.
She didn't. She's, yeah.
She's fancy, but she's not a thief.
She's not a thief. And
so the guys over at Fleming's pretty good
are
guys.
Nice people.
Yep. Nice people.
I'm just a dumbass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.